Here with Joel O'Keefe on the line of Airborne. Where are you right now?
Columbia, actually, in the United States.
Is it Columbia or Columbus?
No, it's definitely not Columbus because we're in Columbus, Ohio. This place is called Columbia.
Columbia? Wow, I have no idea where that is.
Yeah, it's in a state marked SC. So I wish I could tell you. We were in Arkansas.
Oh, okay, South Carolina?
South Carolina, man. Yeah, that's it. Sorry, I couldn't work it out. but yeah, no, that's it. Yeah, Columbia, South Carolina.
Crazy. I never would have thought that a guitarist and a lead vocalist from an Aussie rock band would give me geographical lessons on the United States.
Yeah, mate, it's hard enough. I have a real bad short-term memory.
I hear you, dude. Hey, I don't know if you remember, I talked with you guys once before. You were opening up for Motley Crue up in Saskatchewan. This is like 3 years ago, and I was trying to find you guys Australian beer in Regina.
Oh, yeah, Regina, yeah, I remember.
The city that rhymes with fun.
Yeah, the city that rhymes with fun. That's what they all say. It's great. That's fantastic. You should say that on the sign when you drive into Regina. Welcome to Regina, the city that rhymes with fun.
Yeah, no doubt, hey? Well, I know you guys like your Aussie beers. I think we had to settle for getting you some Beck's that night. But have you gotten a taste for any different beers now that you're touring around the world?
Well, mate, around the world, there's a lot of different beers. There's one in Nashville, actually. It's called Lynchburg Lager.
Lynchburg Lager from Nashville.
Yeah. And apparently the guy back in the day when he made the beer, he used to know Jack Daniels was a personal friend of his. So I think Jack had the whiskey and he had the beer. So,
Yeah, it sounds like a good beer for you guys to try. I imagine you're fans of Jack Daniels as well.
I love a Jack.
Joel O'Keefe is lead vocalist and lead guitarist with Airborne. You guys are on the road with Shinedown right now, right?
Yes, we're actually just getting ready to do the gig soon. Actually, we're just over here in Columbia, South Carolina. And
you guys are supporting your new album, which is your third, Black Dog Barking. That comes out late next month, right?
Yeah, it comes out on the 20th of May. In Canada, I believe. Yeah, we're out here now. We've got the single out, Live It Up, and it is the Live It Up tour, so we're just pumping the single, getting out and playing again, and it's just good to be back in the saddle again.
Cool. You know, you tell me if this is right or not. I was reading that a big part of making the new album was you and your drummer, Ryan, cruising around in your car.
Yep. Yeah, we drive around the car, and we'll have recorded versions of the songs, like music beds, and we drive around in the car writing lyrics, basically. Come up with song titles, melodies, and all that sort of stuff in the car.
Down in your homeland down under there?
Yeah, down in Australia.
Hey, can you tell me, Joel, last time I remember talking to you guys, when you were recording your last album, you lived in the studio for a bit of it in Chicago, right?
Pretty much, yeah. We both was in the studio. It was kind of cool.
But I imagine the recording process was different this time. How is it different?
Well, it's different this time where we didn't sleep in the studio. It was with Brian Howes. And different producer, different production style, where it was just a totally different way of doing things. We spent a lot more time, I guess, moving mics around and stuff like that, and getting the tones and working on the songs and really digging on the songs a lot more with Brian, because it's kind of the way he works. And he's the thing about Brian is he's Canadian.
All right, you're talking about Brian Howe, the Canadian producer of your new album, right?
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, yeah, Brian Howe, and you know, he's a powerhouse producer, you know. He's got a lot, he always has a lot of great ideas, and down at the bottom, you know, down at the heart of him is he loves rock and roll. He loves Motorhead, Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, AC/DC, Little Richard, you know, Rolling Stones. He comes from, you know, Vancouver. You know, that's one of the most respected production places in the world where producers come from. You can't just get into Vancouver. Coming from there, our dream was to always have a Vancouver town. Production-wise, you know, listen to albums like Razor's Edge.
Oh, right.
Bruce Fairburn. Yeah. Bob Rock, Metallica, Black Album. Again, Bruce Fairburn for Pump and Permanent Vacation, Aerosmith.
Wow. So really, you guys are sitting down under and you knew that you wanted to have this Vancouver Canadian sound.
Absolutely, mate. Yeah. We even drew up a chart. We made a chart of all these, and we also drew up one on Mutt Lang.
Yeah,
and Bob Rock and Bruce Fairburn, and we basically had this big chart, and basically, yeah, we just were like, you know, this is what these guys do, this is what these dudes bring to the table. Like, we really want to go, we want to go with that Vancouver sound, you know, and we found similarities between Mutt Lang and that Vancouver sound. I don't know, it's the world's most kick-ass producers, and that's what we wanted to work with, because yeah, that's what we want. I mean, you listen to Metallica Black Album. That thing is just, it's still today one of the most dream rock and roll heavy metal albums to be put out today. You crank that thing up, it's just damn good, you know, and it's just, we love it.
Hey, it's Joel O'Keefe here. The vocalist, guitarist from Airborne. I'll tell you right now, we've been playing your new song, Live It Up, and people are loving it.
That's great, man. I'm really happy to hear that.
And, you know, the last time I saw you, I believe it was in Calgary. You played at this, it was an old converted theater that's called Flame Central. And I don't know if you plan to do these kind of things, but I remember we were sitting up in the second level, and you ran up into the balcony. And the road crew had to hang on to you by the underpants so you didn't fall down below. Do you plan stuff like that out, or is that all in the moment?
Nah, it's all in the moment, mate. Generally, some places, security, you know, they might not be cool with that. Sometimes they don't even know that I'm in the band. Like, I'm just running around with no shirt on with a guitar and go, who the hell is this guy? You know, because they're always busy watching the crowd, you know. And then sometimes they're like, hold on a minute, you know, and I'm like, oh, sorry, man, I'm doing solo here. And he's like, oh, shit. Sorry, man. And then get back to it. But yeah, we never plan that stuff out, you know, like anything goes.
Joel, can you tell me, as Aussies, are you... I just noticed again, flicking around the sports channels, that we now get Australian rules football on our TV up here again. Are you guys fans of that sport?
Hey, we love the AFL.
Yeah?
Absolutely. We're able to stream it from Australia and watch it on the bus.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. So I'm really happy you guys have got it up there, because when we go up to Canada, it means we can watch the footy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure, man. It's on the channels. In fact, they've got it live. It streams live, for sure.
Oh, that's right.
Can you tell me, like, I don't know, I try to watch this. They play it on an old converted cricket ground or something, right? It's a round field, which it seems a little weird to us. We're used to having square fields and...
Well, yeah, footy's different. Footy's like soccer mixed with rugby and a few other bits added in. But basically, AFL football in a big game, you get 100,000 people there in the stadium. Round oval it's a cricket oval, and cricket is in the summer, and football is in the AFL's in like the sort of autumn through winter to spring. And all I can say, mate, is you just got to watch it and try and work it out. It's actually pretty simple. Just get the ball, kick a goal.
Well, there's a lot of guys out there. I know. I get it. If you get it through the two big posts, you get 6 points, and on the sides, you get one. Right? What do you call that? A behind?
Yeah, a behind or a point. It's just called a point. And then, you want to go for the two big ones in the middle.
So there's a lot of guys out there, they wear really short shorts, which is kind of disturbing to me as a guy. And
Look, the thing is, though, you might not be able to tell, but the guys playing that game, they're like, the average size of them is the tallness of a like a big basketball player. Like, these guys are 6 foot, 7 foot tall. And they're built like brick houses.
For somebody who's just starting out watching Australian rules football, who's the team that we should be cheering for? You got to tell me.
Well, look, mate, me and my brother, we go for Melbourne. But, you know, yeah, Melbourne is virtually at the bottom of the ladder. So we're having a bit of a rough start this year, but we'll see how we go.
Well, I got a friend who, he was trying to convince me to cheer for Fremantle.
Yeah, go Freo. Go the Dockers. Yeah, I like the Dockers. They're a good team. I like the... Yeah, they're from Fremantle. They're a wild, crazy bunch, you know. Yeah, go to the Dockers. They're a newer team. So, look, they need some supporters, and Fremantle's not a very big place. So, yeah, if we can get Canada behind the Freo Dockers, that'd be great.
they're the team with the funny-looking jersey with the anchor in the front, right?
Yeah, that's very Canadian.
Hey, Joel, I'm pretty sure you didn't expect to be talking about Aussie rules football for the bulk of this interview, but hope that's cool.
No, man, it's a pleasure. It's always good to talk about football.
Right on. Well, you know what? We're going to spin your new tune here for the listening masses, and we're going to hope that you get your asses up to Alberta and play some gigs for us already again.
Oh, absolutely, mate. We'll be there as soon as we can. We're looking at North American tour around August and September is when we're looking to do this. We want to get up there, so we'll do our best too, and we look forward to it.
Okay, Joel O'Keefe. The lead vocalist, lead guitarist from the band Airborne. Their new album is coming out late next month. Thanks for your time, dude.
No worries, man. Pleasure to talk to you. Have a good time up there in Alberta, and hopefully we'll see you soon.